Mike Parham was only 16 years old when he set off on a quest to become the youngest sailor to circumnavigate the globe. Starting at Lizard's Point off the English coast, he sailed around the southern tip of Africa, crossed the South Seas of the Pacific, came through the Panama Canal, and even met up with Hurricane Bill last week in the Atlantic. 9 months and 30,000 miles later, Mike is now 17 and has made it back to England, and the record-breaking sailor is now docked in Portsmouth. Mike, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You've spent the past 9 months at sea. I got to ask how it feels to finally be docked this morning on terra firma, and how do you plan to celebrate?
It feels absolutely incredible. I mean, when I came in here and there were crowds lining the dock completely, I was just overwhelmed, really. And it does feel really great to be back on solid ground. I'm looking forward to a bed which doesn't move during the night.
It'll probably feel strange to you. I mean, sailing around the world is a feat in and of itself, but you were 17 or 16 and turned 17. You were all alone. What were some of the biggest challenges you faced as you were navigating the seas?
The biggest ongoing challenge is that you are completely alone. There is no one to help you. There would have been hundreds of times during this trip where I'd have longed just for a hand of sight. But, you know, every job you have to do, and then you have to fit sleeping and eating into that as well.
Yeah, how do you sleep? Because I understand you had some problems with your autopilot. So tell me how you slept during these 9 months.
I sleep in bursts of 40 minutes, and I only get about 4 hours a night on average because I'm kept very busy sailing the boat. It's actually, you know, quite startling just how busy you're kept, because it's quite a handful.
Yeah, I mean, you ran into your fair share of rough seas on your blog that you kept during your journey. Here's what you wrote. You described surfing down 50-foot waves at breakneck speeds. What was it like facing those conditions alone? Did you ever think at a certain point, you know what, I'm not going to make it. This isn't going to work?
Yeah, the Royal Navy...
No, I was always, you know, dead set on the finish, but then, you know, there were certainly some times where I thought, crikey, what am I doing here? But no, some of the best moments were the exhilarating moments, surfing down massive waves in the big storms. You know, it's wet and it's cold and it's windy, but it's absolutely brilliant.
So you accomplished this at 17. What's next for you besides probably sleeping for the next 9 months? Do you just go back to being a regular teenager, or do you have your sights set on something else?
I am looking forward to going back into college because I've got a year left, but at the same time I'm looking for bigger challenges, and there's definitely going to be something next, that's for sure.
Does it involve sailing? I know you've been sailing since you were 7.
It will probably involve sailing of some sort.
All right, Mike Parham, congratulations once again. Glad you're back safe and sound. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.